Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is topical Tuesday, February 19th, 2018. Steve Cypress here on a gloriously sunny and beautiful winter day here in sunny Arizona. I got the Rhino wind chimes behind me chiming away on this breezy day with a spectacular sun in my eyes. And so, what is the topic today? Well, it's right there in the headline. It's the deep state. That's the news with this one of the deep state agitators coming out on 60 Minutes, this McCabe. Yeah, I don't pay much attention to all these characters, but they're out there, right? So the deep state. Now I hear this, a lot, especially on social media. These deniers that are like, "Oh no, the deep state. No, it's overblown. It's whatever." Like, no, actually, of course, it's not. Like, you see the deep state, this cabal of entrenched officials inside an entity working against the leader of the entity. It's there in every single entity, in every single government, in every single organization, in every single club, church, and in every single business. Yes, yours. So you see it out there in the United States, this group of entrenched people who believe they know better and they can make things happen from the inside in all kinds of illegal ways, and they're untouchable, and they can subvert things. Here's the deal. I mean, you see, it's Comey and Brennan. Simon is here. Great seeing you. And this McCabe and Peter Strzok and Sally Yates and Baker and Lynch, Loretta Lynch. You know, all these conspiracies going on underneath what's known to the public eye. So you see it operating, their attempted coup to know better than the American public about who they chose to be their officials. We know better than that. Let's get the guy out of there. We don't like him. And they pretty much operate with impunity. Going back to, you know, this is not a new concept. You know, I grew up during the J. Edgar Hoover days, and it was well known that this guy ruled with an iron fist and had dirt on every single person in America, and he was really in control of all kinds of government officials and whatever. Like, people that deny this stuff exists, absolutely not looking. In fact, this entire country, speaking of Simon here, who's British, this country was founded on the whole concept of the deep state. These entrenched, behind-the-scenes people operating to subjugate the will and operate against and overthrow the actual ruler, right? So every single, I think, at least in my day they did, but every single kid in America grows up being told the story of, in school, of the American Revolution. And it's heroism. Heroes are made out of these treasonous deep state subversive people. You know, the famous saying among the revolutionary leaders, they knew they were all committing treason against the king, and it was, we will all hang, what's the line? We'll all hang, we better all stick together, or we're all going to hang separately, something like that. Like, so, you know, this country was founded on this heroic revolutionary spirit, and so it's still there everywhere. It's of course in the government, but more importantly, because this is a podcast for business, a video for business owners, it's in your business. So whether you might be saying, "Well, I only have two or three employees," or "It's my family," or whatever, it's likely if you have any number of employees, 10, 15, 20 employees, there are employees in there that are actually working to subvert the will of you and do not what's best for the business. So if you say this is the sales script you got to read when people answer the phone, they don't do it. If you say this is what you do when you go out on a sales call, they don't do it. If you say this is how you do the plumbing or the roofing or whatever, these are the seven steps, make sure you do this and that, they don't follow the rules. that's just the way it is. That's the deep state in your business, working against your business all the time. As a advertising and marketing consultant, I've run ads for people, and then the business owner claims, well, the ad didn't work. You didn't get any business. I'm like, really? Can I listen in on the phone calls, or let's record the calls? And you hear all kinds of nonsense going on by this guy's own staff at the doctor's office, or the dentist, or the lawyer, or the plumber, or whoever, like, you know, telling people, oh, you know, don't buy that extra thing. Don't worry about that. It's really a ripoff. It's what? That's where we make our money. That actually does help people. Like, you can't go doing that, but people do. So one thing I do as a consultant, and it's one of the most powerful things I do when I go into a business and they have any number of employees at all, and there's any kind of unrest or problems in the business, one of the best things I do is I survey, and I let the owner know, I'm going to survey your employees, and we're going to do a secret survey. And so what we do is I pass around a form, and I pass around the envelopes, and they are to fill this out. It's all multiple choice, so there's no handwriting on there. Nobody will know who anybody is. They're all to fill it out with the same color pen, and they just check the box, and they mark all the answers, and then they put it in the envelopes, and then the envelopes go into a box, and it's all secret. Nobody know who is who, but you might know some of these answers, who is who, so I then open them myself, and I go through, and then I let the owner know the results. And almost always, there are things that are uncovered that the owner just doesn't know. All these subversive things going on, the deep state, if you will, in their business. You know, I say, did you know that one of your key people is thinking about leaving the business and taking three people with him and starting, what? I had no idea. Ooh, wow. You know, he had no idea what's going on in the deep state. And you, viewer or listener, likely do not know what's going on in the deep state of your business. And if it isn't your employees, it's your customers or your patients or members or clients or whatever it is to your business. You know, especially thanks to social media, or if you ever have your clients get together. You know, I ran a membership group in Chicago for years called the Chicagoland Sharpest Entrepreneurs, and I had hundreds of members. And so, of course, they're getting together every month, several times a month, all kinds of groups. You think I have any control over what they talk about when I'm not around, and how they talk about me, and how they talk about the group, and what they're not happy about? And that's actual entrepreneurs who are voluntarily being members of a group. What about your employees? Am I saying something strange if you don't realize that just about every employee in the world says they hate their boss, they hate their job, they hate their whatever? Is this news to anybody? So the deep state exists. It's not just in the United States federal government, in the upper reaches of the intelligence area. There's also all these books that come out, Trump this and Trump that, and the White House is chaotic, and the tell-all whatevers from inside every single industry. It's not just the deep state that you see in the state, in the government. It's in every industry. It's on every sports team. It's in every business, every church, every family. It's in every family, for crying out loud. You don't think there's people in the family, any number of kids in the family, that are sitting there saying, you know, oh, we're not listening to, you know, mom and dad are not around, so we're not following the rules, we're not doing this. You know, don't think, whatever you're in charge of, and if you're watching this video, you ought to be in charge of a business, don't think that underneath the scenes everybody's happy and doing everything right. There is a deep state. There is operatives inside your business operating to take it down. Now, this is no matter how loyal your customers, your employees are. I'll give you an example. My beautiful wife, Michelle, who's a diehard, lifelong Green Bay Packers fan, born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, her whole family up there. Both of her parents are one of like six or seven kids, so she's got more aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins and hundreds and hundreds of members of her family. And I remember going to parties, you know, the Packer Bear Games annual big party, and hundreds of people decked out in all the green pants and the yellow hats and the this and the that. And whatever. It's Packer City. And yet even my beautiful wife Michelle, diehard Packer fan, it's all Packer, Packer, Packers. I remember the day that the Packers got rid of Brett Favre and traded him away. She was like, that's it. I am never watching another Packer game again. And I had to, you know, talk her down off the ledge, so to speak. I was like, honey, okay, let's understand. The guy's like, you know, 90, and he's, you know, been injured 4,000 options unlike every other play, and they happen to have this potential superstar in the wings, this quarterback no one's ever heard of named Aaron Rodgers, who is ready to step in. I think he was in like his fourth or fifth year and hadn't played yet because Favre never missed a game, right? And and then the season started, and I think that very first year Aaron Rodgers led the Packers to a Super Bowl championship, and suddenly they all forgot about Brett Favre. Yeah, whatever, Brett Schmidt, his time was up, whatever, and she's back to being loyal. But there was a time there, and what if Aaron Rodgers hadn't been spectacularly awesome and won the Super Bowl? Maybe they would have lost some fans. So no matter how loyal and rabid somebody is, anything can happen. So beware, be on the lookout. I was a lifelong diehard NFL fan my whole life until 2-3 years ago, and now I will never watch another NFL game again. I have nothing to do with them at all for years now, thanks to their owners being so ridiculously repugnant and horrible to their employees that their own employees won't even, again, the deep state, their own employees won't, there's another great example, their own employees won't do what they say. Oh, what do you mean stand for the national anthem? What do you mean that's who our base customers are? What do you mean all our owners are proud American capitalists? Yeah, we'll show them. We'll be subversive and treasonous here, and we won't follow the rules, and you'll lose millions of fans and TV viewers and blah, blah, blah. That's every single business has that. So pay attention, be on the lookout, and it helps, like the story I told about going into a business, get those fresh eyes. Get a mystery shopper, get a consultant, get somebody to get in there and get behind the scenes to survey your customers, your clients, your patients, your members, your employees, your suppliers, anybody at all connected to your business, and understand that there is a deep state operating. It is not just in the United States intelligence industry. Give me a break. It's alive and well. It's in every business. Ignore it at your own peril. Take, on the positive notes, take some steps to correct things, weed out, drain the swamp, as they say, weed out those treasonous troublemakers before they succeed, just like the American Revolution, and they overthrow the king of England and form their own country, and your business no longer is what you thought it was. Okay, Phil is here. Simon, a whole bunch of people are here. I can't scroll up and say hello to everyone. Simon says a unique experiment. I think that's what they call the U.S., right? Still going on, teetering at times, but surviving. And Simon says Washington was offered the chance to be king. He chose a better path, right? Yes. So see, all Americans know that kind of stuff. However, Washington, George Washington, he's talking about there, was offered the chance to be king only after the treasonous, subversive, deep state agitators that the king is thinking, these are loyal subjects of the king. They're meeting in basements, and they're secretly plotting things, and they're going out, and they're dressing up at night like Indians in the dark and throwing tea off the boat. I mean, they're pulling all kinds of things. They're forming their own militia and their own army, and before you knew it, they're overthrowing the king. And yeah, then Washington was offered the chance to be king. He said, what do you think we just did? What do you think the deep state of us just did? We just overthrew the government and the king, so of course we don't want another king. However, don't think that isn't happening in your business. Don't think you have a George Washington as your key employee, and if they overthrow you and go out and mutiny and form their own business, don't think they're not going to do that, and somebody doesn't want to be king and either destroy your business, take it over, just leave and ruin it. Happens all the time. Pay attention, be on the lookout. And if you want some help with some warning signs, I've seen them all, and I've helped people to avoid them, go to helpfromsteve.com, and we'll have a talk, and I will help you to avoid disaster from the deep state inside your business. And that'll do it for Topical Tuesday. And I'll be back tomorrow on World Wide Web Wednesday, where I'll give you a tip to help you make money on the internet. And it's going to involve an extremely popular website and how you can take advantage and make more money with this website, helping you do it. So I hope you'll join me then. That'll do it for Topical Tuesday. Thanks, everyone, being here live and watching on the replay. Over and out. Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.